This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Hare Krishna to all the listeners. I am very happy to present my long talk number 24 on Srimad Bhagavatam today and the ongoing chapter is number 3 titled as Krishna is the source of all incarnations. And I will begin from text 19 today, from this chapter. So I start with an invocation prayer briefly. Jai Radha Madhav Kunj Bihari. Jai Radha Madhav Kunj Bihari. Gopijan Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Gopijan Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandan Vraji Jan Ranjan. Yashoda Nandan Vraj Jan Ranjan. Yamuna Teeravan Chari. Yamuna Teeravan Chari. Jai Radha Madhav Kunj Bihari. Hare Krishna. Om Jnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshure una militam yena tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Shri Chaitanya Manu Abhishitam Isthapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Cha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Lalit Raghunathan Evitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savudhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna पदान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान वितम सुचा हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदा वनेश्वरी व्रज भानु सुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिय वांछकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतिता नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार श्रीवासादी गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। पञ्चदशम वामनकम् कृत्वा गाद अधेवरम् बलि पदत्रयम् याचे मन प्रतिया दीत सुत्री पिशु चपम। वर्ल्ड बाय वर्ल्ड ट्रांसलेशन। पंचदशम द 15th in the line। Vamanakam, the dwarf Brahmana, Kritva by assumption of God went Advaram, arena of sacrifice, Bale of King Bali, Padatrayam, three steps only, Yachmana, begging, Pratiya Ditasu, willing at heart to return, three Pishtapam, the kingdom of the three planetary systems. Translation. In the 16th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana, Vamana, and visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Maharaja Bali. Although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary systems, he simply asked for a donation of 3 steps of land. Perplexed by his divine grace, Abhaycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Almighty God can bestow upon anyone the kingdom of the universe from a very small beginning. And similarly, he can take away the kingdom of the universe on the plea of begging a small piece of land. The next text, 20. Avatare sodushami pashiyan brahma druho nripan tri sapta kritiva kupito ni kshatra mke ro nama mahim. World by world translation. Avatari in the incarnation of the Lord. So the same, the 16th, Pashyan, seeing, Brahma Druha, disobedient to the orders of the Brahmanas. Nripan, the kingly order. Tri Sapta, thrice seven times. Kratva, had done. Kupita, being engaged. Ni, negation. Kshatram, the administrative class. Akarot, did perform. Mahim, the earth. Translation. In the 16th incarnation of the Godhead, the Lord is Bhragupati, annihilated the administrative class, Kshatriyas, 21 times, being angry with them because of their rebellion against the Brahmanas, the intelligent class. Purported by his divine grace, Abhaycharan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Kshatriyas, or the administrative class of men, are expected to rule the planet by the direction of the intelligent class of men, who give direction to the rulers in terms of the standard Shastras or the books of revealed knowledge. The rulers carry on the administration according to that direction. whenever there is disobedience on the part of the Kshatriyas or the administrative class against the orders of the learned and intelligent Brahmanas, the administrators are removed by force from the posts and arrangement is made for better administration. The next is text 21. Tata saptvedashe jata satye vatiyamu parashurat chakre ved taro shakha drishtiva punsu drishti va punso alp midsa. Word by word translation. Tata, therefore, saptadashi, in the 17th incarnation, jata advented satya vatyam, in the womb of Satyavati, Parashurat by Parshara Muni, Chakre prepared Veda Taro of the desire tree of the Vedas, Sakha branches, Drashtua by seeing, Punsha, the people in general, Alpa Medusa, less intelligent. Translation, thereafter, in the 17th incarnation of Godhead, Shri Vyasadeva appeared in the womb of Satyavati through Parshuramuni, and he divided the one Veda into several branches and sub-branches. Seeing that the people in general were less intelligent, purposed by his divine grace, Abhayacharan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Originally, the Veda is one, but Srila Vyasadeva divided the original Veda into four, namely Sama, Yajur, Rig, Atharva. And then again they were explained in different branches like the Puranas and the Mahabharata. Vedic language and the subject matter are very difficult for ordinary men. They are understood by the highly intelligent and self-realized Brahmanas. But the present age of Kali is full of ignorant men. Even those who are born by a Brahmana father are in the present is no better than the Sudras or the women. The twice born men, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, are expected to undergo a cultural purificatory process known as sanskaras. But because of the bad influence of the present age, the so-called members of the Brahmana and other high-order families are no longer highly cultured. They are called the Dvija Bandhus, or the friends and family members of the twice born. But these Dvija Bandhus are classified amongst the Sudras and the women. Srila Vyasadeva divided the Vedas into various branches and sub-branches for the sake of the less intelligent classes like the Dvija Bandhus, Sudras, and women. The next verse is text 22. Naradeva tum apanna sura kariya chikiru saya samudra nigrahadi ni chakri viri yani ata param. Word by word translation. Nara, human being. Devatvam, divinity. Apanna, having assumed the form of. Sura, the demigods. Karya, activities. Chikir saya, for the purpose of performing. Samudra, the Indian Ocean. Nigraha Adini, controlling, etc. Chakri, did perform. Viryani, superhuman prowess. Ata Param, thereafter. Translation. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Rama in order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods. He exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist king Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea. Purported by his divine grace, Abhayacharan, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, The personality of Godhead, Sri Ram, assumed the form of a human being and appeared on the earth for the purpose of doing some pleasing work for the demigods or the administrative personalities to maintain the order of the universe. Sometimes great demons and atheists like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu and many others become very famous due to advancing material civilization by the help of material science and other activities with a spirit of challenging the established order of the Lord. For example, the attempt to fly to other planets by material means is a challenge to the established order. The conditions of Earth and every planet are different, and different classes of human beings are accommodated there for particular purposes mentioned in the courts of the Lord. But puffed up by tiny success in material advancement, sometimes the godless materialist challenge the existence of God. Ramana was one of them, and he wanted to deport ordinary men to the planet of Indra, heaven, by material means without consideration of the necessary qualifications. He wanted a staircase to be built up directly reaching the heavenly planet so that people might not be required to undergo the routine of pious work necessary to enter that planet. He also wanted to perform other acts against the established rule of the Lord. He even challenged the authority of Sri Ram, the personality of Godhead, and kidnapped his wife, Sita. Of course, Lord Rama came to chastise this atheist, answering the prayer and desire of the demigods. He therefore took up the challenge of Ravana, and the complete activity is the subject matter of the Ramayana.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawa 2, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Because Lord Ramachandra was the personality of Godhead, he exhibited superhuman activities which no human being, including the materially advanced Ravana, could perform. Lord Ramachandra prepared a royal road on the Indian Ocean with the stones that floated on the water. The modern scientists have done research in the area of weightlessness, but it's not possible to bring in weightlessness anywhere and everywhere. But because weightlessness is the creation of the Lord, by which he can make the gigantic planets fly and float in the air, he made the stones even within this earth to be weightless and prepared a stone bridge on the sea without any supporting pillar. This is the display of the power of God. What a wonderful explanation His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada gives in his purports, so that even the person with a less understanding nature can easily understand and grasp easily the meaning. The next verse, text 23. Eko na vinshe vi na shanti me vrishni shu prapye janmani Rama Krishna Viti Bhuvo Bhagwan Aharadi Bharam. Word by word translation. Ekona Vinshi. In the 19th. Vinshatime, in the 20th also. Vrashnisu, in the Vrashni dynasty. Prapya, having obtained. Janmani, births. Rama, Balram. Krishna, Shri Krishna. Iti thus, Bhuvo of the world, Bhagwan, the personality of Godhead, Aharat, removed, Bharam, burden. Translation, in the 19th and 20th incarnations, the Lord anointed himself as Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna in the family of Vrishni, the Yadu dynasty. And by so doing, he removed the burden of the world. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhacharan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the specific mention of the word Bhagwan in this text indicates that Balaram and Krishna are original forms of the Lord. This will be further explained later. Lord Krishna is not an incarnation of the Purusha, as we learn from the beginning of this chapter. He is directly the original personality of Godhead, and Balarama is the first plenary manifestation of the Lord. From Baldeva, the first phalanx of planetary expansions, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna expands. Lord Shri Krishna is Vasudeva, and Baldeva is Sankarsana. The next is text 24. Tata katau sampravrati sammohaya suradvisham buddho namna jana suta kikotesu bhavishyati. World by world translation. Tata thereafter, Kalau, the age of Kali, Sampravarti, having ensued, Sammohai, for the purpose of deluding, Sura, the thief, Dvisham, those who are envious, Buddha, Lord Buddha, Namna of the name, Anjana Suta, whose mother was Anjana, Kirkateshu, in the province of Gaya, Bihar, Bhavishyati, will take place. Translation. Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist. Purport by his divine grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Buddha, a powerful incarnation of the personality of Godhead, appeared in the province of Gaya, Bihar, as the son of Anjana, and he preached his own conception of nonviolence and deprecated even the animal sacrifice sanctioned in the Vedas. At the time when Lord Buddha appeared, the people in general were atheistic and preferred animal flesh to anything else. On the plea of Vedic sacrifice, every place was practically turned into a slaughterhouse, and animal killing was indulged in unrestrictedly. Lord Buddha preached nonviolence, taking piety on the poor animals. He preached that he did not believe in the tenets of the Vedas, and stressed the adverse psychological effects incurred by animal killing. Less intelligent men of the age of Kali, who had no faith in God, followed his principle, and for the time being, they were trained in moral discipline and nonviolence. The predominatory steps by the preliminary steps for proceeding further on the path of God realization. He declined the atheist because such atheists who followed his principles did not believe in God, but they kept their absolute faith in Lord Buddha, who himself was the incarnation of God. Thus, the faithless people were made to believe in God in the form of Lord Buddha. That was the mercy of Lord Buddha. He made the faithless faithful to him. Killing of animals before the advent of Lord Buddha was the most prominent feature of the society. People claimed that these were Vedic sacrifices. When the Vedas are not accepted through the authoritative disciplic succession, the casual readers of the Vedas are misled by the flowery language of that system of knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, a comment has been made on such foolish scholars. Avipa Ashchita. The foolish scholars of Vedic literature who do not care to receive the transcendental message through the transcendental realized sources of disciplic succession are sure to be bewildered. To them, the ritualistic ceremonies are considered to be all in all. They have no faith, no depth of knowledge. According to the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Veda ischa sarvaya aham eva vedya. The whole system of the Vedas is to lead one gradually to the path of the Supreme Lord. The whole theme of Vedic literature is to know the Supreme Lord. The individual soul, the cosmic situation, and the relation between all these items. When the relation is known, the relative function begins. And as a result of such a function, the ultimate goal of life or going back to Godhead takes place in the easiest manner. Unfortunately, unauthorized scholars of the Vedas become captivated by the purificatory ceremonies only, and matured and natural progress is thereby checked. To such bewildered persons of atheistic propensity, Lord Buddha is the emblem of theism. He therefore, first of all, wanted to check the habit of animal killing. The animal killers are dangerous elements on the earth, going back to Godhead. There are two types of animal killers. The soul is also sometimes called the animal or the living being. Therefore, both the slaughterer of animals and those who have lost their identity of soul are animal killers. Maharaja Parikshit said that only the animal killer cannot relish the transcendental message of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if people are to be educated to the path of Godhead, they must be taught first and foremost to stop the process of animal killing, as above mentioned. It is nonsensical to say that animal killing has nothing to do with spiritual realization. By this dangerous theory, many so-called sannyasis have sprung up by the grace of Kali Yuga, who preach animal killing under the garb of the Vedas. The subject matter has already been discussed in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Maulana Chand Kaji Sahib. The animal sacrifice, as stated in the Vedas, is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse, because the asuras or the so-called scholars of Vedic literatures put forward the evidence of animal killing in the Vedas. Lord Buddha superficially denied the authority of the Vedas. This rejection of the Vedas by Lord Buddha was adopted in order to save people from the vice of animal killing, as well as to save the poor animals from the slaughtering process of their big brothers who clamor for universal brotherhood, peace, justice, and equity. There is no justice when there is animal killing. Lord Buddha wanted to stop it completely, and therefore his cult of ahimsa was propagated not only in India, but also outside the country. Technically, Lord Buddha's philosophy is called atheistic because there is no acceptance of the Supreme Lord, and because that system of philosophy denied the authority of the Vedas. But that is an act of camouflage by the Lord. Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Godhead. As such, He is the original propounder of the Vedic knowledge. He therefore cannot reject Vedic philosophy, but he rejected it outwardly because the Sura Dvisa, or the demons who are always envious of the devotees of Godhead, try to support cow killing or animal killing from the pages of the Vedas, and this is now being done by the modernized sannyasis. I stop here. Thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.